Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, and co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook, with a look at the Mars in Libra overtone beginning April 8th, 2014, and will be the overarching theme for Mars in his new journey, new quest for process-oriented, conscious equal partnership, and in essence, to me, a powerful signal that is saying that we have reached the end of the patriarchy, meaning that men or the masculine principle being in an elevated position over the feminine principle, and that it's not about going back to a matriarchy, but it is about coming to a place of equal value. Not that the feminine principle is the same as the masculine, or the masculine is the same as the feminine principle. They're very different principles, but they have equal value. And that is a big piece of what the Libra mysteries are bringing forth, the equal value and the importance of how we, either as men or women, can realize that the relationship to the masculine is just as important as the relationship to the feminine. The divine feminine awakening has been happening for a while. There is a divine masculine awakening that's taking place now. And we have a lot of symbols that are showing up in the world of form. So, for example, on March 7th, there was a V as in the letter V, men, declaration that was made from the Congo. And these men were saying that the opening line was something like, "We members of the conceptual framework established as V-Men Congo, concerned with injustice which women are subjected to, are aware of the cries of women. Where are the men? Understand that women are our most precious resource." Wow, I can't even say that. I've got to slow down a little bit here. "Women are our most precious resource, pillar of the family, the basic cell of the nation, and the backbone of the economy." This is huge. "And that in the 21st century, despite their daily struggle, determination, and courage, some customs and cultural practices of our retrograde patriarchal societies keep them in an inferior status of second-class citizen and modern slaves. We see them with their heavy burdens and the degrading practices, and they're about standing for bringing equal access to education, health, work, property, political rights for girls and women, and for the states to comply with their legal obligations to support women and to contribute, so that that this is an investment in really contributing to social progress and to generate economic prosperity, to ensure opportunities for all and everyone's participation in the public interest." And so the V-men made this declaration about women's rights are not only of interest to feminists, it's a global issue and it's our common humanity and concerns of the future. "So we must all be mobilized, men and women, for a more fair society that promotes the development of all." And it goes on, that you can find this on the internet if you Google it, and it's also posted with the Celestial Timings for April, as well as it will be posted. I guess I can post it with this a recording as well, so you can read more about it. So that's very exciting, sort of symbolizing, you know, this Mars in Libra retrograde. Mars entered Libra back in December, and so we've been moving towards the beginning of this new cycle. Meanwhile, the Pope has been saying things like, we need to find a new way to include women in the spirituality of the church, and that he's also saying things like, we want to fully enter into the fabric of society, sharing the lives of all, listening to the concerns, helping them materially and spiritually in their needs, rejoicing with those who rejoice, weeping with those who weep, arm in arm with others. We are committed to building a new world. He also has been saying that it's about arguing less and just accomplishing more, and realizing that, and here's the quote on the, somebody asked him about, there being female priests. Could there be a time when there's female priests? And he says, we need to work harder to develop a profound theology of the woman. So I don't know what that means exactly, but it's just seems like something that's taking us in the direction from one of the oldest and strongest institutions of the patriarchy that we have. And then he was also saying repeatedly, he argued that the church's purpose was to proclaim God's merciful love for all people rather than to condemn sinners for having fallen short of strictures, especially those having to do with gender and sexual orientation. So this is just like incredibly amazing information. And of course, this is in the written version of the April 2014 Celestial Timings, and really speaks to this Mars and Libra journey that's about to begin. And if this is already happening with just Mars and Libra not even having reached its opposition to the Sun and begun the new quest for conscious equal partnership, we're well on our way. It's very cool. Now, something to know is that Mars in Libra has not happened that often. In this century, the last time was 1982, 32 years ago. Before that, it was 1967. Before that, it was 1950, 1935, and 1903. So there have been 5 Mars in Libra overtones in the last century, and this is the first one to happen in this century. So it's not something that happens again that often, so the Mars cycle is usually 15 to 17 years before it will repeat back in the same sign, but it's been 32 years it skipped the sign of Libra after 1982. It's the first time this is coming back, so it's just really powerful and remarkable to think about that. And then to look at the masculine expression of Mars in Libra. And this is the aspect of the masculine that truly desires and longs for deep connection through relationship to a beloved other, and to have a personal connection, not something that's theoretical, not something that's in the mind or only in the mind, but that it is a deep personal connection. There's a brilliant article that Daniel Gemario wrote about this, and he talks about how the masculine, this aspect of the masculine principle really longs to be mirrored and seen, and to be able to do that. It's just like to have that process of partnership to be engaged, so that not only are you seeing yourself through the other, but the other is then able to see themselves through you. And that means then each person in the relationship must be healthy. And the shadow of Libra has been codependence. Also, we've had the Libra expression of husband as more hierarchical, and actually Libra is not a hierarchical expression. That is changing, but it is part of this journey of how do we experience Mars, the masculine, in the Libra domain in its healthy expression, and not in these shadowed expressions that we've had in the last couple thousand years, or even maybe longer than that. Probably a lot longer than that, actually. So the willingness to be in the process of doing the sacred marriage work, of connecting within, to have that strong connection within, to show up healthy, to show up whole in relationship, so that you can be in a conscious equal partnership. If you're conscious of yourself and how you're showing up, and then you realize that what you have to offer is equal, of equal value, that is the essence of Libra, conscious equal partnership. And interestingly, Libra is a masculine sign. It's an air sign, and it is in the realm of the masculine. So this is something I think that has been perhaps a deep longing for many men is to have this experience of conscious equal partnership. And in the patriarchal culture, that was not so available to them, nor was there training or even awareness that that was something that was possible. And yet in the heart of their heart and the soul of their soul, especially men with strong Libra on their chart, would have desired that. And of course, women have desired that as well. Something else to just know about this particular cycle is that it is starting out with Mars passing by Spica three times and is the retrograde with Vesta. Vesta is the high priestess. Spica is the star of the divine feminine. And it really speaks to the timing. Like, this is the time to end hierarchical patriarchy. This is the time not to go into matriarchy or any kind of hierarchical position or any kind of archy, but to really come into a time where the ability to relate, relating to the masculine principle, relating to the feminine principle, relating to one another, to each human being on the planet, to realize that we all have value, we all have worth, and we all have something to bring to this. And so, in essence, Libra is also about that round table, recognizing that everyone is sitting with equal value, and that everyone in the circle has a point of view to share, and that we need everyone's point of view in order to have the full picture, because our point of view, we can only see from our point of view. But if we can be open to take in all these different parts, it's because it is conscious equal partnership. So getting connected to all the different parts that are within us and that are without, you know, as within, so without, that are also outside of us. So the aspect of the masculine doing a 26-month journey of investigating and going deeply into the realm of relationship and how we relate to ourselves, how we relate to each other, how we relate to the planet, how we relate to life, how we relate to the divine, all of the different kinds of relationships that we can encounter. This is a powerful, powerful journey and worth tuning into, worth staying in touch with the different aspects of the journey. I will be sharing them throughout the celestial timings as the different phases of the journey unfold and different insights come through. With Vesta here and Spica, it would suggest that the divine feminine is totally on board for this and perhaps has been waiting for thousands of years for this journey to begin in earnest, in the way that it feels like it's already beginning, as I've mentioned some of the things that have been happening in the greater reality that express the desire of men to be coming into a more conscious relationship, equal relationship with women, or the feminine principle. So it's exciting, and I hope you will find this something worth tuning into and noticing and being a part of and helping to vision and dream how we see the masculine principle in healthy, process-oriented, willing to look at what needs to be looked at, willing to take responsibility for your part in the relationship, and willing to be very present and conscious and showing up in the relationship and honoring that any person that you're in relationship with, in whatever type of relationship it might be, aside from the relationships that do need to be hierarchical, such as parents to children, students to teachers, or teachers to students. There are a few mentors to people who are, you know, needing coaching or whatever. So in those relationships, there may be a need to be more hierarchical. But this is about taking it beyond even that and recognizing, and this is something I know as what I have had the opportunity to teach, I actually learned far more than I could have ever imagined. And so I see myself as equal. And oftentimes the students bring up ideas and insights that I would have never had. And I get to learn from that. So there is still a sense of equalness that can happen. in those relationships. So that is our opportunity to work with and to really come into a time when there is peace and plenty for all, and we are all honored and valued for the gifts that we bring to this reality.